Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Rachel Scott. Now, here's an interesting thing. We are at EntreFest. It's an entrepreneurial event that's being done in Iowa City this year. It's by Nuboco out of Cedar Rapids. And we come to this, this is our third time, I think, and just meet with so many interesting people that have interesting entrepreneurial spirits about them. And I met an enchanting young lady last night, and her name is Rachel Scott. And she is not only an entrepreneur, but she is a revitalizer, if you will, about the south side of Iowa City, Iowa. Rachel, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Michael.
Yeah, so I'm really interested in this cafe on the go. Tell me the backstory. This is a coffee shop, but it's mobile, yeah?
Yep, so we are a coffee shop on wheels. Cafe on the go, I started in the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah, I know, crazy, right?
Right, yeah,
so
why not?
I've been a coffee roaster for the last 8 years at Cafe del Sol Coffee Roasting Company, and the owner is looking to retire. And so he asked me to buy him out once he retires, and I was thinking to myself, I need to know how to own a business.
Right.
And so I decided, okay, a coffee shop, because I love coffee, would be the great idea. But I didn't want a regular brick and mortar because I hate being tied down and just, I like to move around. So I thought a mobile coffee shop would be fun because we don't have any around in the area and I can service different areas in my community. So that's how the idea of Cafe on the Go came about.
So when you're talking about Cafe on the Go, is this a truck? Is this you carting carafes into place? Mm-hmm. How does this work?
Good question. So a lot of the events that we do are indoor because we use it as catering. So we do carry around tents and tables, but we converted a pop-up camper into a mobile concession stand.
Nice.
So the good thing about that is different, so it's what I wanted it to be. It has that outdoor cafe vibe. We took all the walls off and we made it an outdoor cafe. The bad thing about it is we live in Iowa.
Right.
So
yes.
In the winter, we can't use it because it's cold.
Right. So then you must focus on indoor events.
Yeah, so we have a coffee cart that we take around with us for indoor events. It's like basically a mobile bar, and we use table setups as well to take indoors in the wintertime.
Wow. So where did this come from? I mean, is this just you that you sat around one day and said, hey, it's the middle of the pandemic. I'd like to own a business and work on something, and so let's make it. I get the idea without brick and mortar because you don't have so much overhead in the cost of all this, but That's kind of a bold step if nobody else is doing it, and it is Iowa after all.
Yeah, it was very bold, but one thing about Iowa, the community here is very great. A lot of people already knew me from selling coffee, and they wanted me to sell cups anyway. So once I thought about the idea, I took it to a lot of people that I knew, and they were already customers of mine, and they loved it and said they'll support me any way I want to do it.
Wow.
So one of my friends, Nancy Gardner, she goes to First Presbyterian Church here in Iowa City. They sponsored me to go to Venture School.
Got it.
Yeah. So I went to Venture School, took the cohort, learned everything about the business, about a business model canvas, did a lot of customer discoveries, and just said, you know what? Just go for it.
Let's go. There is a big difference in working for a company than it is working on your company, yeah?
Definitely is. A lot more work.
What was the biggest surprise?
The expenses. Definitely.
Right. So when you're an employee, you're going, hey, I'm getting a paycheck, man. I don't care anything about the expenses about this thing. But when you own it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're usually the last one to get paid.
Yep, and sometimes I don't get paid at all. So, I mean, and it comes and goes with the territory. Of course, I want to get paid and make the business grow.
Sure.
But the best thing about it to me is knowing that I'm doing a service to my community that's actually needed and wants it here.
Her name is Rachel Scott, and she has Cafe on the Go here on the Business News Hour. All right, I want to flip gears here for just a moment, because you were telling me last night about something else that you're very involved in, and that's revitalization about the south side of Iowa City. Now, I don't live in Iowa City. I don't know the history about all of that. What can you tell me about the south side of this community that maybe people around the United States and in other countries might want to know about? What's going on the south side?
Oh, good question. So the south side of Iowa City, to me, is one of our hidden gems.
Uh-huh.
It has changed tremendously and got lost pretty much in the world because a lot of people stopped coming over there. A lot of businesses moved away. 3 years ago, I met some lovely ladies, Angie Jordan, Marlene Mendoza, and Tasha Lard. And those three ladies, I thought they were best friends, how well they connected. They started a diversity market, and they wanted to bring people back to the South District of Iowa City. So they started finding minority-owned businesses, underrepresented businesses, and they threw together a market. Little do we know, behind the scenes, they were working with the city of Iowa City to start a SMID for the South District.
And tell us what a SMID is.
Okay. Self-supporting
municipal district. Right. Yeah, there you go.
And so the South of Six is a multicultural ecosystem that celebrates diversity and innovation to incubate a business renaissance that enhances the city experience in Iowa City.
I'm getting the feeling that the south side of Iowa City was getting pretty run down. Lots of people of color perhaps live there. The socioeconomic background is perhaps a little sketchy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an effort to bring businesses back. And to make that happen, you can't just market to the folks that live on the south side.
Exactly.
You got to have the folks on the north side understand what you got cooking down there.
Yeah.
And so how are you trying to build community?
So the South of Six is now a business district in Iowa City, which we are so happy about. And it has a board of directors, which is mostly business owners, residents of the south of Iowa City, and a lot of the owners in our local government and local authority figures that's also on the north side of Iowa City.
Uh-huh.
So they're all working together. Wendy Ford, who works for the city of Iowa City, also helped bring this beautiful project together. So they all work together, talked to a lot of us business owners over there. We all work together. They figured it out, got it made for everybody, and it's just taking off.
And one of the things outside of just the businesses, the mm-hmm. brick and mortar or a roaming cafe, if you will,
yep.
You're also doing things in music and in the arts,
yes,
to also create a vibe for the south side of Iowa City. Can you explain mm-hmm. that?
Sure. So we have, this would be the third year for the diversity market. With that, besides our farmers market, that's what we basically what it is. We will also have movie nights in the parking lot, and this will be the second year of doing that. So we'll have the big screen out there, and you can be like a drive-through, pull up your car, or bring lawn chairs. We're working on getting entertainment outside of the new South District Marketplace that's built out there. So we'll have live entertainment. We have just so much going on. So
it's a summer of excitement for the
south side. So we want everybody to be able to shine in Iowa City. And we believe you shouldn't have to go downtown to enjoy yourself, especially for people who has limited transportation or just don't go anywhere.
Good point. If you do have limited transportation, you can't go all over the place. Why not bring it to them?
And we also have leisure neighborhood community bike rides.
What?
Yep, so we're all like a big family here in Iowa
City.
So we meet up at Greenwood Elementary School, which is located on the south side of Iowa City. Evenings, you bring your bike, whatever you want to ride, and we do bike rides as a community, as family.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed as I've been here for EntreFest 2023 is there's a lot of folks in various parts of the country who are building businesses, mm-hmm. but the really main focus is building community along with building a business, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you need the community to run a business successfully.
Absolutely. And you have to be accessible to not only that community, but the outlying community yeah. as well. And let them know what's going on. Final question for you, Rachel. Rachel Scott, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And I'm just so captivated by what it is she's doing. She's got a lot of irons in the fire. One of the things that has happened in many metropolitan areas across the country is something called gentrification, mm-hmm. where folks who live in the area tend to get sometimes pushed out of the area yeah. because other folks come in and they say, oh, we're going to take this and make it a gold mine, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Is that a concern of yours as you move forward?
No, and I'm not sure if a lot of people, even in Iowa, know this, but the city of Iowa City bought a lot of property on the south side of Iowa City.
Really?
And they're basically doing a rent-to-own to minorities, where you can own your own property. So, and you can find this information on the City of Iowa City website. I'm not going to say exactly where because not sure right now. But they have a lot of houses and duplexes that they bought, and they revitalized them. They made them look pretty, and you can go ahead and you can get a house. In your neighborhood.
So this is building community from the inside out yep. rather from the outside in.
Yeah.
Wow.
They rather for the people that already live there to have a chance to own their own property.
Isn't that something, you know, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I'm not familiar with too many places that are doing something like that. So that's a really progressive movement on the part of Iowa City, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening from someplace else in the world, you need to know that Iowa City, which is in eastern Iowa, was the first capital of the Hawkeye State, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and then it moved through all kinds of political maneuvering into Des Moines. Rachel, I lied to you. I said final question. I always feel like Columbo. You know, I got the question. Oh, by the way, I've got another question. What do you hope happens with Cafe on the Go? Is this something that you want to put in brick and mortar? Or is this something that you think that you're going to remain as a mobile cafe?
Well, Cafe on the Go will always be a mobile cafe, right. And I also just opened a brick and mortar cafe.
Really?
Yeah. So that one is called Early Bird Cafe, and it's located in the South District of Iowa City. And like I said, I always wanted my mobile cafe, but I had a lot of customers wanting for me to have a space where they can come and sit down and enjoy the coffee instead of having to be on the go all the time.
So at the brick and mortar and at the on the go, is it just coffee? Are you doing pastries and other kinds of things?
So we do pastries and we do grab and go items, salads, wraps. And the good thing about that is I don't make them. I love community and I believe we have a lot of good talent here. So I use a lot of our college bakeries and chefs that no one know about, and I give them an opportunity to shine like everybody gave me an opportunity.
Nice.
So I use all their products inside of my businesses, and I have information in their business cards available too, so other people can know who they are
and utilize their services as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Rachel Scott. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were gonna say something?
Yep. And alongside me, the brick and mortar Early Bird Cafe is located in the New South District Market in Pepperwood Plaza. And my cafe is there. We also have Roysanne Porter, who's a Johnson County supervisor. She has a soul food restaurant in there that's open in evenings. We have Cachua's Cakes, which is a Mexican bakery, who's really? Also located inside of there. And we have an artisan craft vendor, Janet, who also has her crafts inside. So we have a lot for the community, a lot of things for people to do and see in the South District now.
When do you sleep?
Sunday nights a little bit.
Rachel Scott, it has been a pleasure to visit with you. I think, you know, when you are other-centered, not only centered on yourself and your business, but when you're other-centered, there is no place to go butt up. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Michael, and it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
The voice of Rachel Scott, entrepreneur and community activist. You can find out more about Rachel and her business called Cafe on the Go. It is cafeonthego.com or Early Bird Cafe on Facebook and South of 6th, the number 6.org. Wow, she's a busy lady. Well, that's a wrap for Insight on Business, the News Hour for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Rachel Scott, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.